I've been hungry for a few days now. The supplies in the house have got gradually less and less, and my experiences with going out have been difficult enough to discourage me from even thinking about trying to go out and buy stuff. Plus, I've lost the little calculator thing that generates a code that lets me onto the bank's website to find out exactly how impecunious I am at any given time. And so, the thought of going down the stairs and getting to the cash point machine and discovering I can't take any money out and not being able to buy any food and then returning home again and struggling up those stairs in agony from these stupid legs of mine, only to lie exhausted back down on the bed, actually hungrier than I was in the first place. That thought is enough to prevent me from even attempting the act. Which may sound a little bit bleak, but I have good reason to believe that there probably won't be any money in the bank. I mean, why should there be? I live on very, very little. And it was quite nice while we were getting a few band gigs here and there, because the income from them was almost always cash in my hand and an extra £70 every couple of weeks. Very, very nice indeed. And well worth the effort. So, as the old Oliver Twist song goes, I think I better think it out again. On the other side of it, though, I am really enjoying not eating as much. I find very often my mind is clearer. And if I had a surfeit of money, I have a feeling I'd just go out and buy an absolute boatload of Eccles cakes or some other honeyed treat, baklavas perhaps, that would really make me feel good. Or at least I would think it would. But would it really? Maybe not afterwards. This whole eating thing, I'm going to have to give it a lot more serious thought. I think I'm better off poor. I never thought I'd say that.